This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, have you been thinking about an open concept? Or how to fix up the basement and have that man cave you've always wanted? Or maybe it's time to look into solar for your house. You've come to the right place. It's time for the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric. Let's turn it over to big time Mike McGivern.
Oh, welcome to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin, powered by Current Electric, home of the superhero. I am Mike McGivern. Before we get to my co-host and our special guest, I got to tell you about my morning real quick. Didn't sleep very well last night as normal and came into the office, did a lot of prep work for the show, went back home, went back to bed, still couldn't really sleep. So got up and got my wife Terry a cup of coffee, dropped it off, and then came this way to the office and stopped at Quick Trip to get a cup of coffee. Went outside and my car didn't start. Dead battery. And went back in, and I have, in typical Mike McGivern fashion, have three sets of jumper cables in my garage, not in my trunk. So I bought a set of jumper cables, and I'm not kidding, and this isn't patting myself on the back, but I've never said no to anybody needed help. Just have it. Ask three people. Hey, you got a second? Can you give me a jump? Nope. One guy said, don't have time. I said, oh, great. Thanks a lot. Have a good day. He goes, excuse me? He started yelling at me. This guy parked his car next to mine, left it running, went into Quick Trip for 10 minutes as I sat out there with these jumper cables. Another guy comes by. No, I don't have time. Third guy said, I don't really want to do that to my battery. So I called, AAA, and I got to tell you, Mitch and Ray and Toby that are listening, I started losing faith in humanity pretty quick. And then Brandon Fix stopped by. Finish Line Towing is the name of the company he works for. And this young man brought it all back. This guy said, I said, look, I don't have a lot of time. I got to get to work. He said, no worries. He jumped it. It started. He said, I just want you to know this battery is dead. You're going to be able to get to work. And I said, well, I'm going to have to go buy a battery. He said, well, I've got one. I can pop one in about 2 minutes. I said, are you kidding me? He said, no. I said, let's go. What's the cost? Gave me the cost. I said, perfect. And you're going to put it in. Yep. Him and I talked for a while. He's got two kids. Grew up in Grafton. Lives on this side of town now. And Brandon Fix, if you're a listener, anybody from Finish Line Towing, you brought me back. You brought me back. Ooh, I was mad, Mitch. I'm just telling you, and I called my wife. I said, I'm done. I'm never going to help anybody again. She goes, no, you're not. That's not you. And I go, I'm telling you, I'm done. And she goes, you will not do that. Come on now. Come on. You know, and I'm just like, I was so, so mad. And Brandon Fix, you did good, young man. And Finish Line Towing, she'd be really proud of this guy, and he should continue to work there for a long time. I can't tell you to give him a raise. I bought him lunch, but you can give him a raise if you want. So, Brandon, thank you very much. My co-host today, he is, I don't know what his title, after the first year it probably changed, Ray Hoffman, Current Electric. What's your title nowadays, Ray?
Still marketing manager.
All right, because you never know, after the first of the year, you could have changed.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know.
Every day is an adventure at Current Electric. That's why I love it.
Yeah, home of the superheroes.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
We have got a busy, busy show today. And for the entire hour, Toby Van Sisten, he is the Director of Government Affairs for the Metropolitan Builders Association for the MBA. And we're talking about the MBA show coming up January 14th through the 16th. Hey, Toby, how you doing today?
I am doing great. Thank you for asking. It sounds like I did not have any battery problems this morning, so I'll say good morning.
Yeah, Toby, I should have called you. You'd have came to help. Well, I'll tell you this, Toby. I know for a fact that Ray Hoffman would have came to help me because that's who Ray is. Ray and I are very similar, I think, that way, that he would have drove from Oconomowoc to help me because I've known Ray a long time. And he's always been that guy. So, hey, Toby, you guys got a big show coming up, and it's coming up soon. Are you guys ready?
We are absolutely ready. We'll be all set for the show to open to the public on Friday at noon. Between now and then, we start first thing Tuesday morning at 6 a.m., laying out the floor and getting moving ready. So it'll be a busy week, but we're ready for it.
Hey, as Monday comes and this week comes, you know, I've been around events for a long time. That snowball starts rolling down the hill, and you either get out of the way or, you know, you're going to get run over. So this thing is coming, and it gets – I think sometimes it gets harder each year because you're trying to make it bigger and better. Tell us a little bit about this year's show. I know that you have over 150 exhibitors, and should be a really good show.
Yeah, it is laid out really nice this year. You know, we're excited to have the show, get some people to safely come down in person, talk to some really great members of the association about projects they're looking to do, whatever might be going on. We've got our seminar stage of this year that's sponsored by Tim O'Brien Homes. We've got some great seminars, and you might know a couple of the speakers because Ray Hoffman is on that list, and so is Bingo Emmons. So we've got some experts talking about different parts and pieces of home building and projects, and then some featured areas that'll be amazing.
Well, I hopefully Ray and Bingo will mention the show that they sponsored. It's their show that we're doing right now. I really thank them for that. Hey, Ray, I know that that you and the people at Current Electric love the NBA show, and it's always been a really great show for you guys.
Yeah, we've been in it for I don't even know how many years anymore. I know I've been in it since I came into the industry and moved to Wisconsin. So I actually used to be on the committee, and I used to be the chair of the committee for the show back in the day. That should tell you how old I'm getting, I guess.
Hey, and Ray, it's a big week for guys like you and I, since I'm a Packer fan and you're a Lion fan. This is a big week for us.
You're not supposed to announce it on the radio there, Mike.
I've got all my notes. Nowhere does it say I'm not supposed to mention you as a Lion fan. Yeah, I have a lot of
about the contract coming up.
I have a lot of respect for Lion fans.
Yeah, because we keep fighting and we're always losing.
Well, but you know what? When you start winning, it just gets all the sweeter. That's for sure. Hey, Ray, when do you guys then go down and start setting up for the show?
We'll set up on Thursday. So we'll be there Thursday. I believe it's Thursday morning. Our team will be out there setting up. We're in the Stephion Green, the healthy area, which is going to be a lot of fun. It's a specialty area for contractors that work within the healthy environment of building, of home remodeling and building. So look for us there, and I'm going to be there most of the weekend, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Hey, Toby, the tickets are, I believe they're $12 at the door, $10 in advance. Do people still have time to buy tickets in advance?
Absolutely. One of the nice things about it, we do not have a cutoff on that advance ticket. So certainly buy online to save you a couple of bucks. Even if you get down to the show and you pull into the parking lot and think, boy, I forgot to pre-buy my ticket, you can buy it from the comfort of your car and then save those couple of dollars when you walk in.
Boy, you know what? That's great to know because I know there's a number of shows that they'll cut it off on a Wednesday or a Thursday. It's $10 in advance, $6 for seniors and military veterans. And as always, kids 12 and under are free. Has what's been going on in our world with COVID, has that changed anything for what you guys are going to be doing?
So after last year's show, we were the first ones back after the hospital was out of State Fair Park. We are, just like then, we're following whatever guidelines the county and the state have at the facility. Right now, there are no mask mandates, but State Fair Park is one of the cleanest facilities they have. And I apologize, I can't remember the name of the cleaning process they have, but they are certified in cleaning and will make that building just shine. So we're excited to be back. Everyone should be able to come on down and be safe and have a good time.
Hey, Toby, since the last time we had you on, it seems to me that your title has changed a little bit. You're the Director of Government Affairs now for NBA. What does that entail?
Sure. So one of the things that the NBA has been doing, we've made a few changes in our governance. We're going through some strategic planning and have identified that maybe some of the efforts in representing our members and looking out for the consumers as well on some of the issues that have gone on, the increases in lumber prices or just some of the added costs that kind of creep in into home construction. We want to be able to go out and represent our members to make sure that, you know, they're being treated fairly in municipalities and in the building community, but then also keeping prices down as best we can for the consumer at the end.
Matt, good for you. That's a big job, Toby, and you're going to be busy. You thought you were busy before, man. You're going to be really busy with that, and congratulations on that. The second two segments of the show, we're going to talk to Christine Fish, and Nun's Kitchen and Bath are the title sponsor of this year's show, correct?
Correct, and we're excited to have them back.
Yeah, you know what? We have to thank them, because I think it's really important to be able to keep prices at $12 and $10 in advance, and being able to give kids 12 and under free entry and $6 for seniors and military veterans. That stuff can't happen without companies like Nun's Kitchen and Bath.
Correct, and they've been a great sponsor and a partner with the NBA for years. We're excited to announce even this year, not only are they doing the home show this weekend, they will be back as the presenting sponsor for the Parade of Homes, and they are going to be the presenting sponsor for our spring tour that's coming up in March. So they have absolutely been a great supporter of all of the things that we do.
Hey, and are you guys going to be able to kind of tee up a little bit the Parade of Homes and what's going on? Do you have all the everything locked in for that, and will you guys talk about it at the show coming up this weekend?
We are. In fact, we'll have an area called the Parade Park, so people can get a sneak peek at some of the developments that are going on. I can let you know that we've got one in Lisbon this year and one in Merton. So they're very close to one another, easy to get to. Right now we're looking at about 15 homes that will be in it in total. We're still trying to maybe get one or two more, but it's the parade is certainly shaping up this year to be pretty great again.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, Ray, when we've had this conversation when you guys were involved in other shows, it's really important that you know, people understand what Kern Electric is going to be doing at the show, and that is just to introduce yourself to people that might not know what Kern Electric does, as far as you know, the electrical side of it, the solar side of it. But you'll have people there just to be able to introduce Kern Electric to who's ever coming through the hall, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The purpose of shows and why we love doing shows is to help consumers learn and educate consumers on not only why solar, because obviously solar is a huge part of us, and that's actually what my seminar is about that I'll be doing Friday at 1 o'clock, but also teach them about electrical and lighting and pretty much anything they want to discuss electrical wise, we can help educate and teach them.
Friday at 1 o'clock, I'm going to have to put that on my calendar.
If you're there, I'll make sure I introduce you. How's that, Mike?
I won't heckle you. You know I would never do that. Are you going to have all kinds of you're going to have all kinds of notes? Because I know you do better when you speak with a bunch of notes in front of you.
You know, I probably should start putting it together, but I haven't done that yet. You know me.
No, I do, and I think that's probably off the cuff is, I think, the best way for you to go. I really do. This show is coming up, the NBA Home Building and Remodeling Show at State Fair, January 14th through the 16th, and you can buy your tickets online, mbahomeshow.com, mbahomeshow.com, Friday from noon to 7, Saturday from 10 to 8, Sunday from 10 to 5. Again, mbahomeshow.com. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, Christine Fish, store manager for Nun's Kitchen and Bath, I believe in New Berlin. I need to make sure it's not Waukesha, but I know she's the store manager for Nun's Kitchen and Bath, and we'll talk to her on the other side of the break. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. I miss my old bumper music. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero. Could have really used it today. You know, that El Come, O Come, Emmanuel?
Yeah. Some,
could have kind of gotten my soul going again.
Some faith-based stuff?
Yeah, faith-based stuff to make sure that, you know, I get back on track with all of that. We're talking about the next weekend, the NBA show, and I'll tell you what, I'm excited about it. The Home Building and Remodeling Show at State Fair, January 14th, 15th, and 16th. And the cool part is you can go any day, and Ray, don't get upset by this, but the Packers have a bye next week. So, you know what? Hey, Toby, perfect for you guys, right?
It is, and that means that there's no good football to watch. No Lions, no nothing. It's no good football. So well, just come on in and head out to the show.
You know, Toby, I haven't looked very close, so the Lions have not made the playoffs?
Who are the Lions? No. Is that a new team?
Yeah. All right, we could stop talking about Lions, or you know what? Ray won't come on the show anymore, and all of a sudden it'll just be the Creative Construction Home Improvement Show. Oh, boy. We are now joined by Christine Fish, store manager for Nunn's Kitchen and Bath. Christine, happy New Year. How are you?
Well, thank you. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing better now than I was an hour ago, and that's awesome. Hey, thank you so much to you and your company for sponsoring this year's NBA Home Building and Remodeling Show and all the other things that you do with the NBA. It's wonderful that Nunn's Kitchen and Bath has jumped in and really helped out.
Yeah, we love being a part of the association and just being a part of events like this. It's exciting. It was exciting last year when we made it through, and this year is going to be even more exciting.
Do you know, Christy, we talked about in the first segment that if it wasn't for companies like Nunn's Kitchen and Bath and the other sponsors, the prices for people to get into the show would be quite a bit higher. And look, $12 at the door, $10 in advance. And as Toby said, you can be in the parking lot and get the $10 price, which is awesome. $6 for seniors and military veterans and kids 12 and under are free. And I hope people understand it's because of the partnerships, not only with Nunn's Kitchen and Bath, but a number of partners with this show. And so, a lot, you know, we need to thank companies like yours for doing that. Do you get down to the show, Christine? Are you working it?
I'll be setting it up as well.
Oh boy, yeah. That's do you have fun doing that?
You know, I love it. It's a group of people, you know, from both of our locations in Menominee Falls and New Berlin. We go down, we install a floor, we set up some walls and install cabinets, and granite comes in. It's a great time.
You know, I don't know why during right before we went to the break, I said New Berlin or Waukesha, but it's Menominee Falls in New Berlin, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and I had that written down. It's just been that kind of day. Which location are you the store manager at?
I'm the store manager at the Menominee Falls location.
And how has business been for you guys?
You know, we're still busy. I mean, when it's cold out, people don't like to get out, but people have been coming in and remodeling and, you know, creating those spaces. They're still spending a lot of time at home, and they want to personalize them.
Boy, I'll tell you, people are spending so much time nowadays at home that they feel like, look, we need to fix this, or we didn't even understand how much space we needed because we weren't home nearly as much. And now it sounds to me like there's some schools that are going to, you know, do some keeping kids at home again. If that happens, you know, it's important that people are comfortable in their space. Correct, Christine?
Yeah, we have a lot of people that are, you know, turning basements, you know, just remodeling their basements, turning formal dining rooms into offices. Spare bedrooms are kind of going away and turning into kind of these multi spaces where, you know, you can, you know, work out of it, or your children can go to school in it. So there's a lot of remodeling going on.
Yeah, there is for sure. Hey, Toby, when Christine and they come down to set up and get everything going for the show that's, again, coming up on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of next week, it's amazing from what that hall looks like before anybody gets there to then Friday at noon. The transformation is incredible.
It is, and going from just a big old open concrete floor to a beautiful show with, you know, carpeted aisles and great vendors, it is pretty awesome to see. This year, in fact, Ray is helping us out. We're going to do a time-lapse of the setup into the show, so people can check out the NBA's website and our Facebook page after the show is over, and they can kind of watch that whole adventure. So it'll be neat to be able to show people what that looks like, a little behind the scenes, if you will.
Yeah, I agree with that. Hey, can we talk a little bit about some of the other companies that are helping sponsor this? I know that in that last segment, we're going to talk to Mike Baumann, who is with Joseph Douglas Homes. He is the sales manager for Joseph Douglas Homes and the NBA president. So we know they're involved. Are there some other partners that we should be thanking?
We do, and the list is pretty long. This year we have Tim O'Brien Homes, Quality Window Specialist, Excel Custom Contractors, Sister Bay Furniture will be there, Grand Appliance, Abbey Windows, Zach Building Companies, Gerhardt's, and Lexus of Brookfield will actually have some cars on the show floor this year. So it is we have a lot of people that are helping participate, along with some great vendors. So we're excited again.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, Christine, when people are coming in to the Falls Nuns Kitchen and Bath, is there a particular area in the house that you're seeing more people come in to talk about than they have in the past?
I would say that we're still strongly helping people with kitchen remodels. There's a lot of kitchen remodels. I think people eating at home, just spending more time at home, they're not venturing out as much. So there's a lot of kitchen remodels and in those lower levels. So
yeah, that's what I was wondering if you may go there, because I feel like that is a space in a lot of people's homes that are underutilized. And now, again, that we're staying at home more, people may need office space or classroom-type space to be able to utilize the basement. Christine, when people come to the show, like you'll see a tremendous amount of people coming through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And, again, you can buy tickets at NBAHomeshow.com. How important is it for Nuns Kitchen and Bath to have that really good first impression and to be able to answer any of the questions that people have? Because it's interesting to me, there are some people that walk through the show and they may have one idea. They may have a need that they need, and then they have about 15 wants. And so when they come and they walk by Nuns Kitchen and Bath, it's very important, I think, for people to get that comfort level with the people at your company. And I think that's important for you guys as well.
Yeah. I think the fun part of the show, and what I always enjoy most, is that connection with people. So it's an opportunity for you to, you know, go through the show and not just speak with us, but make that connection with someone on that dream. Let us help inspire you to what you want. And I think they get a little taste of the offerings that, you know, each vendor that's going to be at the show can offer them. And I just think it's they find out where your locations are at, and I think it just kind of sparks that imagination and probably kickstarts their little dream into starting to happen.
Yeah, and it's interesting because one of the slogans for the show is make your dream home a reality. And I think that's exactly what you just talked about, Christine, that, you know what, let us help you with that and let us help you kind of get to the point where you're ready to go. Do you find, Christine, that people come to a show like this with thoughts already and plans already, and then they want to find out who can help them? Or do they come kind of with a clean slate to say, hey, look, I'm not exactly sure what I want, but I'm hoping that you can help me figure that out?
Yeah, you know what's funny? You say that. We have both customers. You have the customers that come in with their Pinterest pages and all of their ideas, and they've seen things like maybe at the parade of homes, they've taken pictures and they had a favorite house. Or you have people that come in and they just know that they need this space redone, and they're really looking for the expertise and relying on us to help them make, you know, long-term choices so that it brings value to their home. So we get both, and both types of customers are fun to help.
Yeah, they are. Hey, Toby, is there any other things that we should talk about for people that are interested in coming over to the show? Again, it's next week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at State Fair Park, NBAHomeshow.com to get your tickets. I know there are some other things that you guys are going to be offering, XL Custom Contracting from Backyard Living Center and Step Beyond Green to Healthy Building Community with an amazing interactive landscape park. There's a lot of different things that you guys are offering as people walk through the show. Is there any other things that we should be talking about?
Honestly, there's so many things to pick. Another one or two out of it is really hard. When you were talking about utilizing some underused space, that's one of the reasons with the Excel Custom Contractor section in the middle, talking about backyard fun. For everyone that's found, maybe you're staying at home a little more in the summers, and I know when you look outside and see the snow, it's hard to remember being warm, but certainly something to start planning for if you want to make some changes and really upgrade your backyards. There's some great opportunities to see some great examples at the show this year.
There really are. The other part that I think are really important that people understand that you can get more information on, smart technology, very important, aging in place, and what I think, finding the right builder for your project, and that's part of the talking points that you sent me, and I think that's so important, kind of what Christine talked about, Ray, when we talk about finding the right builder for your project, that's the idea of walking around and the comfort level of the people that we talked to. John Namey told me one time, look, we're not for everybody. But there's a guy right, you know, that does similar things that I do that's right down the aisle that might fit better, might be a better fit for what you guys are looking for. And I think that idea of finding the right builder for your project, Ray, is why the NBA Home Show does such a good job.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, finding the right builder is essential to your project. You find the right contractor, you find the right electrician, you're going to be making a major investment either in remodeling your home or building a new home. And if you don't trust that person from the get-go, then why are you working with them, right? So this is a great opportunity for you to be able to walk up to all the different builders and discuss with them your plans and get that trust going right away. It's also nice because MBA also has that code of ethics that we all live by. So you know these are great people that adhere to the code of ethics and have the proper things in place to make sure your customer experience is always great.
Boy, that's a great point. Hey, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, I'm going to ask Christine Fish again. She's a store manager in Menominee Falls for Nunn's Kitchen and Bath. When somebody comes up and you guys decide that we might be able to work together, what's the next step? When they leave the show, either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday at State Fair Park, again, tickets are available, NBAHomeshow.com. I'm going to ask Christine Fish what the process is. Then after you meet her and people from Nunn's Kitchen and Bath, where that goes from there, and we'll find out on the other side of the break. This is the Home Improvement Show. Built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric, home of the superhero, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin, powered by Current Electric, home of the superhero. I want to thank Devin, Zach, and Bingo Emmons for the nice text about, and same with Ray. Well, you should have called us. We would have come to help you. I'm feeling better about society, and certainly my friends, because you guys are my friends, and I want to thank you for that. Our special guests, two of them on this segment, and then we'll have Mike Ballman join us for the last segment. Christine Fish, store manager of Nunn's Kitchen and Bath. Toby Van Sisten, he is the Director of Government Affairs for the Metropolitan Builders Association. Again, their show coming up next week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at State Fair Park, NBAHomeshow.com. NBAHomeshow.com to be able to get tickets. Again, $12 at the door, $10 in advance, and you can pull into the parking lot and save those $2 a ticket, $6 for seniors and military veterans, and kids under 12 are free. Hey, Christine, the end of last segment, we talked about kind of the process. When somebody comes and meets somebody from Nunn's Kitchen and Bath at the show next weekend, what is that next? What's the process then for them? Do they give you name, phone number, and talk about the project at that point? Or is that kind of the next week or 2 weeks whenever you get that meeting set up?
Yeah, well, our showroom is open on Saturday, so someone could definitely stop in down at State Fairs on Friday and then come to one of our showrooms on Saturday and start that process. But, you know, let's say they're walking by the booth and, you know, they meet a salesperson and they're talking about their project. The process would be we would definitely want them to come into the showroom to be inspired by all the beautiful products, but you would want to get your space measured, and we offer that service. So our measure tech would come out to the home and, you know, measure the area that they're looking to, you know, remodel or put products in. And then they would come into the showroom, or we would come out to their home and do a site visit. Sometimes people need help pulling, you know, all the colors and the look together. So sometimes that's a little daunting. So, you know, my team of sales and designers, they love doing that. And so they would come out to the home and, you know, and then kind of get that family inspired, and they'd probably come back to the showroom, make their selections, and then you put together a bid and you agree on, you know, what's going to go in the space and place that order, and you sit back and you wait for that beautiful dream to come true, and we can come out and do an expert installation, or, you know, we do have couples and families, individuals that just want to do a cash and carry. So they want to be inspired and they want to buy the product and actually install it themselves. And, you know, we service customers like that as well.
Boy, that's awesome. How long have you been in this industry, Christine?
Oh, 20 plus years.
Do you know when I started doing this home improvement show a long time ago, it was, I don't know if it was uncomfortable, but we didn't talk about aging in place very much. We just didn't, because that category has really kind of blown up, and the options that you have, it no longer looks like a hospital room. And did you talk about aging in place with a lot of people?
Yeah, you know, you have a lot of people that are staying in their homes longer. So, you know, that's the definition of aging in place. So I think what's happening is people are planning for that. So they know, they've decided they're going to stay in that home. And, you know, while they're maybe still able and they're not needing to use, you know, maybe the hand bars and the bathrooms, or, you know, changing their stairways and putting runners on them, they're able to make those decisions now, so that when they kind of ease into that time, their home is ready. Yeah.
Boy, I love the fact that people want to stay in their home longer. And let's just make sure that if we're doing work and you're planning on staying in your home for another 10 or 15 or 20 years because you love the neighborhood and you love the home, then let's make sure that we get it ready to go as we get a little bit older. And I think that's really important. We are talking a lot about this MBA show coming up. The theme is MBA Built. That's the theme of this year's show, January 14th through the 16th. And again, make your dream home a reality. 150 exhibitors. The title sponsor, presenting sponsor, Nunn's Kitchen and Bath. They've got two different locations in our area, one in Menominee Falls, one in New Berlin. And Christine Fish, who is the store manager for the Menominee Falls location, is our guest for this segment. Christine, when this show is over, on Sunday at 5 o'clock, the people that have been there for the 3 days, and I'm sure there'll be one or two people from Nunn's that'll be there each and every day. Boy, I'll tell you what, Monday they're dragging a little bit, because to be able to work these shows, it gets tiresome, right?
I don't know. I always have fun working.
Do you?
I do.
Then you know what? Good for you. And I think everybody loves it. But to be on, right, to be on and to be able to just talk about, you know, whatever people come up, you've got to be pretty well-versed to be able to talk about whatever somebody talks to you about. And now that everybody is at home watching the shows, where they can turn everybody's home into a palace in 24 hours and do it for about $6,000. I think it's important that people come with great ideas, but understand that that is just kind of a TV show that you guys were watching, and we can do things, and we can do things really, really well, but probably not as quick as they can on a TV show.
Yeah, yeah, you know, you've made a point there. So when I say sit back and wait, you're waiting sometimes. But I would just say that the people that you work with, we're professional, and you know, we care about when your projects need to go, and you know, we work really closely with manufacturers, and you know, we know when products are in stock, and we will help guide our customers towards the right decision. So.
I think that's really important. And hey, when you had talked earlier about the parade of homes that's going to be coming up, and you can, when you go down to the show next weekend, they're going to have a sneak peek on the 2022 parade of homes, which is always a really, really well run, and people look forward to that a lot. As far as, look, we can go out, it's going to be nice outside, we're going to be able to go through different parade of homes in two different locations, and I know Nuns is a big part of that again. And I think that, Christy, when we're able to see a sneak peek of this year's parade of homes, that's almost worth going to that show because of that. There's just so many people that love the Parade of Homes, look forward to it every single year, and they'll start asking questions right about this time. Okay, what do you guys have for me for this year's Parade of Homes? And this is a great time to go see a sneak peek with that.
Yeah, I would agree. And you know, like the show that's coming up this next weekend and the Parade of Homes, it's like a, people watch these shows, the going to, you know, the show next weekend and going to the actual parade is like a live HGTV, right?
Yes.
You get to go and see and touch and really experience it, not just watch it on a flat screen.
Christy, that's a great point. That really is a great point. For all the people that love watching those shows, now you can almost be involved in that. You know, you can now be the person that's going to walk through and ask the questions and find out, look, if I were able to do this, I like one part of that home and I really like part of this home, and how do we get that to mix? And I think that that's a really, really good point. Christine, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Friday, Saturday, Sunday next week at State Fair Park, you can go to mbahomeshow.com. And when you go out there, stop over at Nunn's Kitchen and Bath. And if Christine is there, you know, tell her she did a great job on this show. And the fact that they are the major sponsor of this year's show, again, keeps the prices to tickets to $12 at the door, $10 in advance, $6 for seniors and military veterans, and kids under 12 are free. And just say thank you to some of the sponsors that are going to be at the show. Christine, thank you so much. I look forward to maybe meeting you in person next weekend, and certainly have a good week.
All right. Thank you. You guys have a good day.
You bet. She is Christine Fish, store manager, Nunn's Kitchen and Bath. Hey, Toby, you just got to love, you know, people that have so much passion for this industry like Christine.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that we love about our members. When you talk about having good partners in your projects, you want to have that passion. You want to have people that can get excited. It helps you get excited when you're doing something that maybe you're a little nervous about. And partners like Nunn's are great for that.
You bet, Ray. Same to you. You know, it's so good to have somebody like Christine and Mike Bauman, who we're going to talk to next, that have so much love and passion for this industry. And then, look, when I said, Christine, you're going to be tired at the end of this, and she's like, no, I love doing these things. So I you just got to really enjoy talking to people that have the kind of passion, Ray, that you do for this industry.
Yeah, I absolutely love this industry. And the people in the industry that I get the privilege of talking to on a daily basis is one of the big reasons why. And I think one of the things I did want to mention is when it comes to Monday, it's almost like a sadness comes over you because you're not in front of people on Monday again. You're taking down your booth. You're following up to, which is very exciting, but it's almost like a sadness because the people aren't walking up to you. You're not helping educate the consumers. So I'm with Christine. I'm very excited to be at the show. I love doing shows. I'm not tired, but I am kind of sad when the show ends.
Ray, as many years as I've known you, I don't know if I've ever heard you say that you're tired. And we talk at 4 in the morning sometimes, so I know you don't sleep either. Good for you. Let's get to a break. Mike Baumann, he is the NBA president and sales manager for Joseph Douglas Homes, will join us on the other side of the break. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
And I would do anything for love. I'd run right into hell and back. I would do anything for love.
Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin, powered by Current Electric, home of the superhero. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-hosts this week, Ray Hoffman, marketing manager at Current Electric, and Toby Van Sisten. He's the Director of Government Affairs for Metropolitan Builders Association. We are now joined by the president of the MBA. He is Mike Baumann, also the sales manager at Joseph Douglas Homes. Hey, Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Mike. Good morning, everybody. And, hey, I'd have helped you.
I would have called you, Mike, if I had your number, I'm telling you. Man, I just was beside myself for a little bit this morning, but I think I'm all back. Hey, how exciting. Show coming up next weekend, and you went from president. Was it January 1st that you became the president?
Yeah, shortly before that.
Man, do you have you have Secret Service around you nowadays or what?
I do. I've got a detail right outside the house right now.
You know what? Good for you, man. That's awesome. Hey, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This is exciting. As the president of the NBA, you got to just be really excited about next weekend.
Oh, this show is always an exciting show. It's the first show of the season. It's what I think is probably the best show of the season. You know, all the builders get together and remodeling contractors and all the vendors, you know, like Christine's company, Nuns. And we get to showcase our products and talk to people. And, like Christine says, you know, you really don't get tired because this is what we love to do. We love to talk to people about our companies, about our products, about what we can do for them. So it's an exciting time.
Hey, how long have you been with Joseph Douglas Homes?
I just started my 21st year.
Man, good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That your industry has, I'll tell you, it's blown up and there's been some changes and really good changes, don't you think?
There's been a lot of good changes. There's a lot of challenges, as you know, we're going through now with the COVID issues and lumber price increases and delays on products, but overall, the industry has been really great.
Hey, Mike, and I ask people on other shows that I do, and I don't. And I'm sorry to catch you off guard with a question like this, but as the president of the MBA, is there anything with that role that keeps you up at night?
I don't think so. You know, it's such a well-run organization. And we have so many great people that are involved in the running of the organization. We've got a great staff with Toby and everybody else over there that it's not an issue. We just don't seem to have a lot of problems. And we, as mentioned earlier in the show, we went through a strategic planning process last year. So we're working on implementing that, you know, throughout the association. We changed our governance structure to make it more lean and mean and be able to react quicker to issues that might come up. So things are running really well.
Oh, that's good. Hey, when you're at the show next week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at State Fair Park, you got to wear two hats then, right? You're the sales manager for Joseph Douglas Homes, so you want to talk to some potential clients, but you're also the president of the MBA. So to wear two hats during that entire show, that's going to be kind of interesting.
Well, it will be. I haven't been the president of the MBA before, so I'm not quite sure what to expect, but I'll be there just about the entire time. So if anybody has any questions for me or if there's any issues that come up, I'm certainly there to lean on.
Hey, how has with the supply chain problems we've been having, how has that affected Joseph Douglas Homes?
Well, it's not only affected us, but it's affected, you know, every building and remodeling contractor that's out there. You know, it's taking us longer to get, you know, kitchen cabinets. Appliances are an issue. Just about every category that we work in, there's been some sort of delays for one reason or another. So we just have to adapt. Sometimes we have to delay projects, especially on the remodeling side. Kind of delay them because we know that there's going to be some delays in getting products. So we don't want to have somebody's, you know, kitchen torn up and then have to end up waiting for a month before we can make, you know, the next move with whatever we have to, you know, bring in. So it's a juggling act of trying to get all that stuff scheduled, but we're doing it the best we can, and there's not much else we can do.
No, setting expectations just really, I think it's probably more important now than it ever has.
Oh, absolutely it is. Absolutely. We certainly have to make all of our customers aware of the fact that it's going to take longer. There may be delays. There may be times where we're not there for, you know, a week, and we explain why, you know, why that happens. Home building, on the home building side, it's taking longer and longer to, you know, construct a home. It used to be from, you know, the time we put the shovel to the ground till the time they were moving in, it was, you know, maybe 5 months. You know, now we're looking at, you know, 8 to 9 months. So things are just taking a lot longer.
Patience is key. This is going to be a really fun upcoming weekend. Again, 33rd Home Show, and MBA Built. Nice, quick, and I think it tells us everything you need to know, which is the theme of this year's MBA Home and Building Remodeling Show, State Fair Park, January 14th through the 16th, MBA Built. And again, you want to go and meet some people there that can make your dream home a reality. And tickets, again, $12 at the door, $10 in advance, $6 for seniors and military veterans, and kids under 12 are free. Go to mbahomeshow.com. Hey, Mike, thank you so much. Good luck as the president, and I know that you're going to be really busy Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but it's going to be really good, I think, to be able to see a lot of people come out and shake hands and introduce yourself and sell a lot of product for Joseph Douglas Homes. Good luck next weekend.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Looking forward to it, and hopefully we'll see you there.
You got it. Thank you. Hey, Toby, thank you very much. And again, congratulations, your new title, Director of Government Affairs for MBA. Good luck next weekend.
Thanks again, Mike, and we'll see you down there.
You got it. Ray Hoffman, Marketing Manager, Kerr Electric. Call current.com and go down to the show and introduce yourself to Ray. 1 o'clock on Friday, he'll be talking about solar energy. Ray, have a good weekend.
Thanks. Make sure you come see Mike on Friday at 1 o'clock too. He's now committed.
I'll be the guy heckling Ray from the back row. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, only on 1250 AM The Fan.
Odyssey Station.